Welcome, Health Conscious viewers, to this week's edition of Healthy Living, featuring a two-part interview with vegan nutrition expert and naturopath, Dr. Pamela Popper, Executive Director of the Ohio USA-based Wellness Forum. The Wellness Forum offers a diversity of services, including classes in diet and nutrition, personal health improvement programs, and employer health cost reduction plans. Dr. Popper serves as a model example of how to live a healthy lifestyle through veganism and is the author of several books, including Solving America's Healthcare Crisis and Dr. Pam Popper's Guide to Family Health and Wellness. She has appeared in several notable health-related documentaries, including Processed People, Making a Killing, and Forks Over Knives. Dr. Popper visits schools, companies, and a variety of groups to discuss the tremendous health benefits of plant-based nutrition. She is also an active member of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
I was fortunate enough to read John McDougall's book and decided to change my own diet. That's really how this all started. I went back to school, and how my company started was just offering some informal classes in my house, and that grew into the Wellness Forum.
Dr. Popper's secret to a healthy life is very, very easy for anyone to follow.
And the solution's so simple, it's the food. And it's so simple that people have trouble believing that, you know, everybody's looking for some new discovery, some new procedure. It's the food. So all we have to do is teach them how to eat different stuff. And contrary to popular belief, their grocery bill goes down. This is not an expensive way to eat. It's a very cheap way to eat, actually. And so again, it's back to everybody wins. Mm-hmm. The stories that make me the happiest are the people that get well. So that's really what this is all about, giving people their lives back. And I think that's what's exciting about this approach to healthcare. Nobody's happy when they're sick. So think about young people today developing serious conditions, diabetes and autoimmune diseases and that sort of thing, and their lives are impaired. They can't do the things that they want to do. And so we give people their lives back. And I really believe that the salvation for healthcare in this country is in taking this approach.
According to health statistics in the U.S., for every 100 employees, an employer should expect the following. 25 have cardiovascular disease, 12 are asthmatic, 38 are overweight, 21 smoke, 31 use alcohol excessively, 26 have high blood pressure, and 30 have high cholesterol. Consequently, many American businesses are looking for ways to improve employee health.
And how our interest in corporate health developed was we got very successful at helping people to reverse diseases like diabetes and coronary artery disease and cancer. And we realized that companies pay health insurance premiums, and that is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. So one thing led to another. It just really started with me developing an interest in nutrition, starting a business that catered to the consumer, and then finding an application with companies who have serious economic problems as a result of healthcare costs. I don't care how profitable your company is, there is a certain threshold beyond which you just can't pay more money. And that means you have to get rid of some disease, and that's what we're capable of doing.
Dr. Popper shows businesses how medical care expenses and health insurance premiums can dramatically drop by preventing, controlling, or even completely eliminating the chronic diseases of employees by having their employees turn away from an animal-based diet.
So I'm engaged in these conversations almost every day now. What I tell a CEO is if you've got a type 2 diabetic who's costing $11,700 a year to care for, which is an average, and we get rid of the diabetes and that cost goes to zero, doesn't that sound better? The employer saves money, the employee gets well, and everybody wins. There are no losers in this plan. And so it's the ultimate way to address this. It's the only way to actually contain the costs and change the situation. The first step starts with meeting with employers to get to know the companies and their culture and what types of things they've done in the past. And once we get through all of that, we put together a customized plan. All of these plans are designed to meet the individual needs of the company. And we propose a number of different types of interventions for different types of people. So the people who have serious illnesses will spend more money on those people, because obviously that's where the biggest savings will be, people who need intervention the most. Uncontrolled type 2 diabetics, people with high cholesterol, people who are seriously overweight or obese, these are the people that we target first. We need good success stories in the beginning to get other people in the company interested in doing this. CEOs are often worried that nobody's going to want to do this, but every time I've ever been involved with this, more people want to do it than we can actually take. And what we like to do out of that first group of people that we work on getting healthy is find some people within the group that can be leaders and really embrace this and become walking examples of it. And then that begins to be the nucleus for a wellness committee in the company. And we institute other programs in addition to peer-to-peer training and workshops and all sorts of things to get to the rest of the population. We teach people in groups. We evaluate biometrics before and after. Start with the sickest people and work within the budget that they have, which varies from company to company. The objective over time is to change the culture and to help employees get healthier with diet.
There are documented real-world examples of how showing employees a better way to live through a vegan lifestyle enhances their quality of life and is an economically sound investment.
A presentation not too long ago for a group of company owners, and we were looking at Dr. Esselstyn's research, and I was showing them, he took 24 patients and 18 stuck with it, and so I took those 18 patients and their medical history, how many bypass surgeries they had, and how many stents, how many angioplasties they'd had. And so the cost of the bypass and angioplasties prior to the intervention was $867,000. The cost of health care for those patients who are compliant afterwards, zero. If we just look at the two procedures alone, not considering anything else, we went from $867,000 down to zero. And if you were the employer of Dr. Esselstyn's patients, look at how much money you would have saved. So the numbers add up really fast, and we have very clear data on the cost of caring for people with various conditions. If you have multiple sclerosis, in the United States, it's about $50,000 a year to take care of you. So somebody's insurance company is paying for that. Diabetes, $11,777. Crohn's disease, $30-some thousand. Well, those are all diseases we can get rid of. And then what's the cost? Zero. Managing a diabetic gives you a temporary reprieve, but their disease is progressing. So the key is get rid of it today. The average employee is costing their company on a family plan something in the vicinity of $1,500 a month.
Another advantage of employees who embrace a plant-based diet is that they are better prepared physically and mentally to work each day.
You have a lot of direct costs and then you have indirect costs. Somebody doesn't show up for work today. That's one thing, but then if they show up for work not feeling very well day after day and their productivity is decreased, that's a little harder to measure. It's the person that calls you at 7 in the morning and says, I'm not coming in today, I'm sick. Or I'm not coming in today because I have a sick child. And so here you've got a company with maybe 12 or 15 employees, and now we got to scramble around and cover this person's work, and we were going to have a staff meeting today, but we can't do it without this key person. So you get rid of that risk. I think when people feel better, they work better. And I always just ask this, without statistics, let me ask you, when you don't feel well, how productive are you? I know myself how productive I am when I'm really feeling great, and I feel great every day. So we can cause other employees to be in this condition too. People who feel better work better. Nobody would really disagree with that.
Whole Foods is the world's largest retailer of natural and organic foods. The company's chief executive officer is vegan and deeply interested in improving his employees' health. He has consulted with Dr. Popper about enhancing corporate wellness.
The CEO of Whole Foods, one of the founders, John Mackey, read the China study and got interested in plant-based nutrition. I've heard that Whole Foods expenditure for health insurance is something like $200 million a year. He became convinced that if his employees would improve their diets and resolve their health issues with plant-based nutrition, it would lower health insurance costs. So he asked me to be part of the immersion programs that helps employees to make the conversions. Basically, the way that it works is employees are brought to a resort for a week. During that week, they see how good plant-based food can be. And they also go to lectures and they learn about the science behind plant-based nutrition and how their diet has contributed to their illness or obesity and how they can eat their way out of these challenging situations. And it's been very, very effective. It's a great model for other companies to follow.
Dr. Pamela Popper, we truly appreciate your leadership in informing corporate America and individuals about the enormous health benefits of plant-based nutrition. May heaven bless you for helping lead communities toward the compassionate vegan lifestyle. For more information on Dr. Pamela Popper, please visit www.wellnessforum.com. Dr. Popper's book, Solving America's Healthcare Crisis, is available at www.amazon.com. Earnest viewers, please join us next Monday on Healthy Living for the conclusion of our interview with Dr. Popper, when she will discuss children's dietary and health issues. Thank you for watching this episode of Healthy Living. May we all live energetic, plant-strong lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.